Delta One had now finished packing snow down the woman's throat. Before turning his attention to the others, Delta One unhooked the woman's belay harness. He could reconnect it later, but at the moment, he didn't want the two people behind the sled getting ideas about pulling his victim to safety. Michael Tallon had just witnessed a murderous act more bizarre than his darkest mind could imagine. Having cut Nora Mangor free, the three attackers were turning their attention to Corky. "I've got to do something." Corky had come to and was moaning, trying to sit up. But one of the soldiers pushed him back down on his back, straddled him, and pinned Corky's arms to the ice by kneeling on them. Corky let out a cry of pain that was instantly swallowed up by the raging wind. In a kind of demented terror, Tallon tore through the scattered contents of the overturned sled. There must be something here, a weapon, something. All he saw was diagnostic ice gear, most of it smashed beyond recognition by the ice pellets. Beside him, Rachel groggily tried to sit up, using her ice axe to prop herself up. "Run, Mike!" Tallon eyed the axe that was strapped to Rachel's wrist. It could be a weapon, sort of. Tallon wondered what his chances were attacking three armed men with a tiny axe. Suicide. As Rachel rolled and sat up, Tallon spied something behind her. A bulky vinyl bag. Praying against fate that it contained a flare gun or radio, he clambered past her and grabbed the bag. Inside he found a large, neatly folded sheet of Mylar fabric. Worthless. Tallon had something similar on his research ship. It was a small weather balloon, designed to carry payloads of observational weather gear not much heavier than a personal computer. Nora's balloon would be no help here, particularly without a helium tank. With the growing sounds of Corky's struggle, Tallon felt a helpless sensation he had not felt in years. Total despair, total loss. Like the cliché of one's life passing before one's eyes before death, Tallon's mind flashed unexpectedly through long-forgotten childhood images. For an instant he was sailing in San Pedro, learning the age-old sailor's pastime of spinnaker flying. Hanging on a knotted rope, suspended over the ocean, plunging, laughing into the water, rising and falling like a kid hanging on a belfry rope, his fate determined by a billowing spinnaker sail and the whim of the ocean breeze. Tallon's eyes instantly snapped back to the Mylar balloon in his hand, realizing that his mind had not been surrendering, but rather it had been trying to remind him of a solution. Spinnaker flying. Corky was still struggling against his captor as Tallon yanked open the protective bag around the balloon. Tallon had no illusions that his plan was anything other than a long shot, but he knew remaining here was certain death for all of them. He clutched the folded mass of Mylar. The payload clip warned, "Caution, not for use in winds over 10 knots. The hell with that. Gripping it hard to keep it from unfurling, Tallon clambered over to Rachel, who was propped on her side. He could see the confusion in her eyes as he nestled close, yelling, "Hold this!"